Page 138, networks. As we have seen, being connected to a social network considerably improves an individual's chances of landing a job. Consequently, the existence of networks that include some individuals while excluding others perpetuates existing patterns of discrimination and inequality. The problem is particularly acute for residents of America's inner cities, which are disproportionately populated by members of racial and ethnic minorities. Many of America's cities have experienced a hollowing out of their economic base as a large number of manufacturing firms have closed or departed for other locales. The loss of these enterprises has been accompanied by the disappearance of low-skilled jobs that had offered decent wages and benefits. A large number of these jobs, particularly the best-paying ones, were not held by inner-city residents, but jobs paying even middling wages supported the families of many minority workers. The loss of these jobs has produced a ripple effect throughout their communities. With job losses has come an erosion of collective purchasing power, which has diminished the revenues of local businesses such as retail shops and service providers such as barbers and beauticians. Lost revenues mean lost jobs, generating a downward economic